This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business on Enterprise. There's no need to change your old lamps for new. I'm just speaking figuratively. KB Signature specializes in upcycling furniture sourced from hotels in the region. As a result of the upcycling method, they produce one-of-a-kind pieces that are customizable to customers' requests. How sustainable is this business? I'm here with co-founder Mok Wai Kin on this gap in the market for pre-loved furniture. So, you know, this is, how did you end up venturing into this business? Because I think it's a brilliant idea. But how did you start off doing this?
I've been in the secondhand hotel furniture for the past 13 years. We've been buying hotel furniture from five-star hotels from Hong Kong and Macau and selling it retailing wholesale back in Malaysia. So when we collect all this furniture in bulk, they will tend to be pieces that are broken, scratched. So having met a designer or ID that was good at, you know, that has an eye to do refurbishment, we kind of partner up and did refurbishment for all this furniture. Because okay. It's a waste if we just throw it away or sell it really cheaply. Some of this furniture are really good quality.
Okay, so there are two aspects of your business. There's the, you buy them in bulk, and we're talking big rooms here, a great number of rooms here. And you also, the mass, it's B2B where you sell to hotels here in Malaysia.
Yes. Okay. We sell to hotel and we retail as well.
Mm-hmm.
But from Hong Kong, we project manage the removal exercise.
Okay.
So we buy them in bulk from the hotels and import them into Malaysia.
Straight away, right?
Because directly.
There is no warehousing in Hong Kong.
Too expensive. Yes.
So then there is another aspect where it's more B2C then.
Yes.
This is where KP Signature comes in. So that aspect of the business, when you look at certain pieces and refurbishment, when did that come about?
2 years ago,
okay.
When I met our ID, we kind of shared the same idea and vision of the business. It started off as a weekend kind of projects, and then we get more and more inquiries from some of our more well-heeled customers about how we can help them with the refurbishment of their house or our existing furniture. And since then, he has quit his job as a lecturer and joined us. And he's been helping us to find the nice pieces from our warehouse, refurbish them, and then sell them.
Okay, and he has an eye for that.
Oh, yes.
So this 13 years ago, when you looked into this, how did you get into that business, finding all this furniture from hotels and then bringing it back? How did you venture into that one?
My dad was an auctioneer, doing auctions for a local five-star hotel. And then having done that, he was referred to do another auction in Hong Kong for Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the opportunity that instead of helping them to auction, we offer to buy them in bulk from the hotel, helping them to solve a problem. Instead of them paying the disposer or someone to dispose it away in Hong Kong, we will pay them a fee and clear it for them. So it's a win-win situation.
You get rid of their headache.
Yes.
Okay, so why Macau, Hong Kong? Are they? Do you do this similar exercise in Malaysia?
There are some other players selling, doing the similar exercise in Malaysia. But since we are able to tap into the Hong Kong and Macau market, they seem to have better quality comparatively. And although it may cost us a bit more going there to bring everything in, but I think at the end of the day, it's worth it because our customers are getting better quality stuff and better condition in certain ways.
Right. What about this this feeling with Malaysians, something culturally, right? Do we like old furniture? You know, people say, you know, Chinese New Year, whatever, you know, or even Raya, people get new furniture. So culturally, are people open?
A lot of people are still getting used to the idea of using old furniture, but it takes a bit of convincing and just to show them that old furniture may not be bad. Sometimes it can be even, more better quality compared
they're
to
not
the
antiques.
New ones. They are not antiques, but it's just that this old furniture being used by five-star hotels where they charge 1,000 ringgit a night. You know, usually they are of a certain level of quality. So when we bring them in, they are as good as it is, where we can just sell it, or just with a bit of refurbishment, repainting or reupholstery, it looks as good as new.
Right.
So our customer just need to get through the mental boundary that, you know, this is old. Otherwise, it can easily
good wood.
Pass as new.
It's good wood.
Good wood, yes. Yeah. The design is one of the kind because they are all custom designed for the hotels.
Okay.
So you, for those who want to look for the unique piece, you can't find it anywhere else.
Right. Is everything worth saving?
Some of the things, I mean, if you have a totally broken four legs and it's so hard to do it back, then probably not. Right. Otherwise, if it's just a scratch and then or the torn fabric, there's always ways to refurbish them and make it look new.
Okay. Sometimes is it cheaper to just buy new furniture?
New furniture, there are many qualities. But I always tell my customers, you know, if you pay a low price for the furniture, you may not get good quality. Mm. So ours is just the right balance. You know, you have the quality and then the uniqueness and pretty affordable as well.
Okay. So there are two aspects of your business, right? So there are some that you take it from the hotel rooms, 300 to 500 hotel rooms, and then you sell it to a company here. And there's not much upholstering done. But then there's some pieces that are upholstered and changed. There's a B2B and there's a B2C.
No B2B. That means when we remove it from Hong Kong, we bring it directly back to our own showroom and we retail as well.
Okay.
From locally, we have our own team of salesperson to sell them to hotels, sell them to individuals, and even to dealers as well.
Okay. So how many staff do you have to do this?
10.
Okay.
10 full-time staff, and then we have the casual labors to help with the removals and everything else locally. And we have our contractors in Hong Kong to help us.
Okay. So, and how long can the projects take? I mean, for example, if a hotel says, okay, I just want to buy it, they buy it in bulk and then they'll sort it out themselves. How long can a project take?
Our purchase from a hotel, or you mean...
So the purchase from the hotel right down to someone actually, you know, getting...
Say, if we buy a project of, say, 500 rooms from a hotel from Hong Kong, we normally remove them in phase, 2 to 3 phases, means like maybe the 200 rooms each. And then it takes us maybe about 6 months to almost sell off 80% of the things.
Right. Okay. So we'll talk a little bit more about how is it it any issue with demand and supply after this. I'm here with Mok Wai Kim from KP Signature. Stay tuned to Open for Business. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Frida Liu here. Mok Wai Kim from KP Signature. We're talking about upcycling furniture, how they actually get furniture from hotels in Macau and Hong Kong and bring them back to Malaysia. When I think, are there that many hotels in Macau and Hong Kong?
Yes, being an international city, they have a lot of hotels.
Right.
In fact, we have done probably about 80% of the five-star hotels in Hong Kong, barring those newer ones.
Yes.
And of course, 13 years on, we are probably back to square one and we will be doing refurbishment exercise with the hotel that we have first started 13 years ago, which was Shangri-La.
And there's competition for you in terms of the Macau, Hong Kong market?
We kind of have the niche there because we have established good relationship with this hotel.
Okay.
Them believing that we can always deliver on time and we can keep to their very strict removal schedules and security code.
Okay.
So, for now...
Security? What security elements would they be?
Being five-star hotels, we have to make sure that we don't smoke in the corridor. our workers don't make too much noise as well. That's very important. And then... just behave for themselves, generally.
Okay. And your biggest project to date?
Biggest or most challenging?
Okay.
If it's most challenging, I would say it was Mandarin Oriental Hong Kong, where we were given only 72 hours to remove 500 rooms.
Oh.
So that was, we had to work 24/7 or 24 hours a day just to clear everything, load them in the container. At the end of the exercise, we unloaded, we loaded about 40 containers to be brought back to Malaysia.
Okay.
And that project was quite rewarding as well, knowing Mandarin Oriental Hong Kong, they had a lot of so-called antique kind of furniture, oriental-looking furniture. And until today, we still have a lot of customers that bought certain lamps and TV cabinets that came back to us and say, hey, you know, I remember buying this piece from you, and they are still liking it and treasuring the piece. So it was quite good.
Okay, 72 hours to get. Is there an issue with demand and supply?
We have probably a more happy dilemma in the sense that we have kind of constant demand from our customers asking, because they have hotels and they have house to be refurbished. But our supply always depends on the renovation schedule of the hotels.
Okay.
So with the slowing economy, sometimes the owners of these hotels may take their time to
refurbish
and delays and whatnot. So sometimes it depends on...
So demand is not the issue. Supply is the issue.
For now, yes, because our sales team has been doing quite a good job in keeping in touch with their customers.
Okay.
So we always manage to know exactly which are the stocks that are suitable to the customers. So as soon as it arrives, a lot of them will actually be delivered out to their customers.
And the demand has just largely been Malaysia.
Yes.
You haven't even ventured overseas.
We have exported some to the region, but due to the tax structure, it's sometimes too expensive for them to buy from us.
Okay.
So we are just keeping it to Malaysia for now. Yeah.
Wow, that's just Malaysia alone. Now, okay, when someone goes to your KP Signature, where is it in Jalan Kuching?
Yes.
So what kind of things can they get there?
You can get hotel furniture, second-hand hotel furniture as it is, at a very reasonable price, decent condition, good quality. And of course, with the KP Signature line, they are the refurbished ones, hand-picked and select. Colors and also fabric selected by our ID.
You can customize as well.
Yes, and also our in-house ID can, to a certain extent, give consultation on how to decorate your house, your hotels, and your
the little boutique hotels
stays.
And all
yes,
that.
Yes.
And how cheap do your pieces go to? And of course, you know.
A range, our table lamps, the second-hand ones, can go from 80 ringgit to 300-400 ringgit for the refurbished ones. A writing chair can also start from 80 ringgit to 400 ringgit for the refurbished ones. And of course, sofas, 400 onwards to up to 2,000.
Okay.
Fully refurbished, customized. So, yeah.
Oh, quite reasonable. Now, along the way, what kind of gems have you found?
Well, we every now and then we get some designer pieces that the hotel decided to dispose. Recently, we have got these pieces from Christopher Guy and Le Corbusier, which was famed by doing this Barcelona chair. So, Vincent helped to identify them and did a good job restoring them. And yeah, we sold to some happy customers.
Okay, and so then after the refurbishment, it upholstery, it actually worth a lot more, obviously.
No, it looked better because it is obviously the frame. It's the original frame, but because the fabric was the damaged, so we have no choice to refurbish it. But of course, not selling it at the original price, a fraction of it, and still it keeps our customer happy knowing that they got the original frame of this furniture, designer pieces.
Because with furniture, it's usually the frame that's most important.
Yes, and the innovative design of the original designers.
Any more left?
I've kept one for myself, yet to be reupholstered.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a nice piece.
Okay, what does 2016 look like?
We are very excited coming to 2016. We have... almost confirmed two big hotel projects from Hong Kong. And I believe the delayed projects in Macau will start to come in as well.
Mm.
So looking forward for some nice furniture coming in and the limited pieces as well.
Okay, so now there's no 2016 hotels in Malaysia, 2- and 3-star hotels in Malaysia are continuing to be built and requiring furniture.
Yes.
2016, there, you see that happening.
There is a really big market as well for boutique. Homestay
right.
and boutique hotel as well.
Okay.
So I hope this will continue to give us a more promising outlook.
Right. And then, of course, we can venture outside Malaysia, perhaps at some stage.
Until for KPS, we had the opportunity, we had some offers from UK to buy our refurbished furniture to be sold there.
Mm.
But we have to make sure that we have the, we can produce, we are able to produce the kind of quality that to sell it abroad and also the consistency in production
right.
before committing to such such deal. Yeah.
Okay, don't overpromise and underdeliver.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. You know, innovation comes in many ways, as witnessed by Mok Wai Kin from KP Signature. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.